Of course, most of them do come back, though it may take them years, in which case the army tiredly lets them have their 50 lashes instead of hanging them, and turns them loose. I suppose it must wear on a man's nerves to be a fugitive when everybody else is either a citizen or a legal resident, even when the police aren't trying to find him. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. The temptation to turn yourself in, take your lumps, and breathe easily again must get to be overpowering. But this boy didn't turn himself in. He was gone 4 months, and I doubt if his own company remembered him, since he had been with them only a couple of days. He was probably just a name without a face, the Dillinger N.L., who had to be reported day after day as absent without leave on the morning muster. Then he killed a baby girl. He was tried and convicted by a local tribunal, but identity checks showed that he was an undischarged soldier. The department had to be notified, and our commanding general at once intervened. He was returned to us, since military law and jurisdiction take precedence over civil code. Why did the general bother? Why didn't he let the local sheriff do the job? In order to teach us a lesson? Not at all. I'm quite sure that our general did not think that any of his boys needed to be nauseated in order not to kill any baby girls. By now, I believe that he would have spared us the sight, had it been possible. We did learn a lesson, though nobody mentioned it at the time, and it is one that takes a long time to sink in until it becomes second nature. The MI take care of their own, no matter what. Dillinger belonged to us. He was still on our rolls. Even though we didn't want him, even though we should never have had him, even though we would have been happy to disclaim him, he was a member of our regiment. We couldn't brush him off and let a sheriff 1,000 miles away handle it. If it has to be done, a man, a real man, shoots his own dog himself. He doesn't hire a proxy who may bungle it. The regimental record said that Dillinger was ours, so taking care of him was our duty. That evening, we marched to the parade grounds at slow march, 60 beats to the minute. Hard to keep step when you're used to 140. While the band played Dirge for the Unmourned. Then Dillinger was marched out, dressed in MI full dress, just as we were, and the band played Danny Deaver while they stripped off every trace of insignia, even buttons and cap, leaving him in a maroon and light blue suit that was no longer a uniform. The drums held a sustained roll, and it was all over.